This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Polling is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal, and it will continue till 6 in the evening. In Tamil Nadu, voting is taking place for 234 assembly seats and 152 constituencies in West Bengal. In Tamil Nadu, 70% voting was recorded till 3 p.m., while in West Bengal, nearly 79% of votes were polled. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. Polling is also being held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections is in full swing in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing a rally in Krishnanagar, declared that political change in the state is inevitable. He praised the Election Commission, noting that reports of poll violence have been the lowest in 50 years. On the other side, TMC leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed gatherings in Chaurangi and Jadavpur. Government today said that it is committed to ensuring that citizens do not face any inconvenience amid the evolving situation due to the West Asia crisis. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that domestic LPG supply remains normal across the country. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that in the past 24 hours, incidents of firing were reported on foreign-flagged vessels and said that no Indian vessel came under firing. Additional Secretary Gulf in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim R. Mahajan, said the Ministry continues to closely monitor developments in the West Asia region with a focus on ensuring the safety, security and welfare of the large Indian community there.
Ministry of External Affairs continues to closely monitor the developments in the Gulf and West Asia region. Ensuring the safety, security and welfare of the large Indian community in the region is our highest priority. We are proactively assisting our citizens. They are also in close touch with the local governments. Welfare of Indian seafarers in the region is of high priority for us. Our missions are extending all assistance to them, including coordination with local authorities and agencies.
India has welcomed the announcement on the operationalization of visa-free transit for Indian nationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesman of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said, the removal of requirement of transit visas for Indian passport holders was agreed between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron during the meeting in Mumbai in February this year. He said the government of France has now operationalized this agreement. Mr. Jaiswal said internationals transiting through mainland France exclusively by air will no longer need a transit visa with effect from the 10th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has undertaken a series of structural reforms over the past decade to improve the ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for investment. Addressing the Indian and German defence industry leaders during the Defence Investor Summit in Munich, Germany, Mr. Singh invited the German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India, particularly in the field of niche technologies. He reiterated that Indian companies are keen to engage with German companies for co-development and co-production in areas including advanced radar and sensor technology, AI-enabled unmanned aerial systems and high-power, low-frequency underwater transmitters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. Benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 1% today. The Sensex plunged 852 points to close at 77,664, while the Nifty lost 205 points to settle at 24,173. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.